Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today, and I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone, no matter what stage of life you're in. If you haven't already, would you take a second to subscribe to this podcast? That means every Monday, when a new podcast comes out, it'll just show up in your queue, ready to listen to. It also helps Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere else know that you like the show, and it'll recommend it to others. And if you really want to help us out, you could leave a rating or review. Reviews are life to podcasts, and yours would mean the world to me.
Y'all, another series is in the books. I'm so excited. We just wrapped up our It's Time to Take Care of You series, and there actually might be one more in this series that I'll release later this week, but you'll be the first to know because you are subscribed, you are here, and you are ready to listen. I have learned and gained so much during this series, and I hope that's true for you too. So grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. As I'm sitting here today, it is Saturday. The boys have just wrapped up school. Zeke and Titus, they are both finished with their school year from home, thanks to COVID-19. And Zoe has 3 more days of school and only 4 more days with her giant leg cast that she's been sporting since the beginning of May due to her trampoline accident. If you haven't heard about that, man, she like really busted her leg on the trampoline. And it's in my Instagram highlight bubble called Broken Leg. You can see that. And then if you are brave enough, you can ask me for the x-ray picture. It is not for the faint of heart. But she's been sporting that since the beginning of May. And I feel like this timing of this Time to Take Care of You series couldn't have come at a better time for me and hopefully for you too. We are moms. I know that there are a few dads and men around here too, and they need to learn to take care of themselves too. But for the most part, my focus in this series has been you. And me, the mom, the wearer of all of the hats. In this season especially, we are wearing so many new and different hats, from the regular ones like keeping of the house, the schedule keeper, the meal planner and prepper, the Uber driver, the alarm clock, and the laundry service, to teacher and full-time home surviving mom who does all of the other things as well. You know, you get the point. We can and do it all. And that's why I really wanted to talk about taking care of us and taking care of you. My heart with this series was to look inward and figure out more than just that self-care, more than just the bubble bath and face mask, really taking care of ourselves from the inside out. And the series kicked off with a chat with Maisie Robinson, and we talked all about how we as the wives and moms can often find our worthiness in what we're doing instead of who we're serving. And I mean the Lord, not our families. We really talked about the reminder of giving ourselves grace and to decipher self-awareness versus self-worthiness. That was such a good part of that conversation. I really, really enjoyed having Maisie on. And she's actually going to come back on in October. And we're going to talk about finding our worth, where we find our worth within our marriages. It's going to be a really great conversation. So talking about grace and self-awareness was the perfect segue into my conversation with Amy Seifert. Amy is a doll, and her new book, Grace Looks Amazing on You, is out now. It's a 100-day devotional all about wearing grace. It's so great. Amy also popped into my Instagram feed recently to remind us how to give grace to ourselves during a pandemic. She gives us 5 tips on what grace looks like right now. Amy and I became fast friends, and I really just love her reminder about how grace is something we wear, it's something we put on, and it's a gift from our Heavenly Father, and how we wouldn't turn away a gift. We don't have to like fight a way to earn a gift. We just accept it and put it on, and just that reminder that, man, it looks so good on you. In our series of learning to take care of us, we also talked about self-talk and rage. These are not always fun topics, and we really hit them straight on. We talked about the inner voices that can control us and lie to us, and how sometimes we let those lies become truths, and how we let those lies resonate into feelings and feelings that we can't always trust. So really taking root and pulling out those feelings and those lies and really kind of standing against them. I think a big part of taking care of me is setting up routines. Some moments during the day where I can just sit and be still or exercise or just be. Now, the kids are always home, so it's not always easy, and we're in this time of summer, which also looks very different. But for me, a lot of the time, this quiet comes in the morning. That's where my friend Chanel Nielsen came in. We talked about habits, routines, and rhythms. And she gave us some super practical tips on how to start a morning routine. And this is something I will be honing in this week. Summer is here, and I need to switch up what was working for us to what will work for us moving forward this summer. It's not going to be drastic. I'm definitely going to start small, but I'm hoping that it'll be super effective. In this series, I also released a bonus episode with my friend Sarah Martin. Sarah and I sat down to talk about what life was looking like now. We are both in Texas, and Texas has started opening up a lot quicker than other states, and we wanted to take a step back to really dig into what God has taught us during this pandemic and our time at home. I know that for some of you, your states aren't opening like Texas, and that state to state, this looks very different. But I wanted to encourage you to take some time, step back, and really lean into what God has taught you during this slow time. How can you take care of yourself as things are opening back up? What did you learn during this time at home? For me, it's going to be a practice of saying no more. I really liked the slower pace for our family. I liked our evenings together. I liked our quiet pace. And that means as a family, we'll be having to say no to some good things, some good times. It's not easy for me to say no, especially if I feel like I'm going to be missing out. But I know that by missing out on stuff outside of our home, I'll be gaining stuff within our home. One of the things I've learned during this season was I was really using comfort as an idol. Ease, comfort, and convenience. All these things I can and often put before the Lord. Again, this time at home really forced me to look inward and to really pray and seek the Lord for peace, comfort, and contentment. I'll put the journal prompts that Sarah made on Instagram for you again, and I would really encourage you to pray through some of the things we talked about. Really journal it out. This series really spoke to my heart, and it convicted me. It reminded me to listen to what my internal voice was saying, to be quiet, and to remind myself who I belong to. What did you love about this series? I'd love to know. And are you liking the series format? I actually have a survey out right now that I would love for you to participate in. If you fill it out and submit it, it will be so helpful for me as I continue to make It's Time for Coffee an awesome podcast just for you. And just for filling it out, you'll be entered to win some incredible gifts. Coming up, we are starting a new series. It's Time for Change. I'm so excited for this series because we are talking to some incredible people all about different topics like when God changes your dreams, how God shakes up where we live, how we can take a part in ending sex trafficking, and how we can change our mindset on rest and so much more. It's going to be an awesome 6 weeks, and I hope you are just as excited as I am. Friend, I hope you know that I love you. I hope you know that I'm praying for you. And I think you're awesome. I think you're so amazing. Thank you so much for being here week to week. And if you haven't already, would you please share It's Time for Coffee with your friends? The more, the merrier here. And I'm just so thankful for you. I'll talk to you next week for our series, It's Time for Change. Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come check me out. I'm at Jeanette Tapley on Instagram and at The Jeanette Tapley on Facebook. Everything you need to know about today's episode will be in the show notes at itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week, and I can't wait for next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friends.